Good morning, this is John Alls. I want to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now this month we've shared with you two messages. The first week we talked about why we exist, and then last week we talked about whether or not religion is important. Now this week we'll be sharing with you a message out of the book of Jude. Now Jude is a little book, but it's got a lot in it. Pastor Reynolds has titled this message, Losing the Fear of Judgment. So follow along this morning as Pastor Reynolds reads and comments on this book of Jude.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Jude. It's a real short book just before the book of Revelation. And I'd like to think on this subject, losing the fear of judgment. I know today that a lot of times we hear how that God is a God of love. And I'm glad that He is. God is love, the Bible said in the book of 1 John. So I know that that's absolutely the truth. But there's another side to God, and that is not just that God is a God of love, but God is also a God of judgment. God is a God of fierce anger and retribution. God's ways will be accomplished. Notice what the Bible says, especially to us in these last days. The book of Jude, verse 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, now listen, and exhort you that ye should be earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men that crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible talks here in this passage that we've read concerning how that Jude had written to these people, and he is saying to them that I know that you're saved by the grace of God. I know you're in one of the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you're being faithful to God. I know you're reading your Bible. I know you're praying. I know you're in earnest about all these things. But I want you to understand that if there was ever a day when you need to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, it is today. And here's the reason, verse 4. Because there are certain men, and I don't know who these were, I don't know who they are today, but I know that there are certain men who are creeping in unawares, and they are those men that would deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They would deny that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ. They would deny scriptural baptism in one of the Lord's churches. They will deny that God has His Word upon this earth. They will deny many, many things, but listen. The judgment of God is still coming. We need to be aware of this very, very important fact. If you would doubt that it would be so, I want you to see that verse 5, the very next verse in the book of Jude, talks about how that the judgment of God came upon the people of God who forsook the word of God. Notice in verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now think about what this verse is saying. That the nation of Israel was removed from the land of Egypt by the very power and by the very hand of God. There were 10 terrible plagues that came upon the nation of Egypt. And finally, Pharaoh came to Moses and said, "Get out." And Moses left. And those people that obeyed the command of God in leaving Egypt, they went out into the wilderness, and there they rebelled against God. What happened to those people in the wilderness? And I think you know the story. They died. The Bible said that their carcasses shall fall and shall be buried out there in that land. And there they are. And here's what God is telling us. That we can be saved by the grace of Almighty God. We can come out of this world. But if we fail to obey the Word of God, then we are facing the judgment of God. It's talking about saved people that are facing the judgment of God. because of disobedience to the clear commands of God. Notice in verse 6, not only did the people of God, the nation of Israel, God's own chosen people, face the judgment of God, but notice that angels also, in verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Now, you know what that's talking about? That at the time when Satan rebelled against God, that a third of the angels followed Satan in his rebellion. What did God do with them? Did he just let it go? No. Because of their disobedience and their rebellion against his commands, God has reserved these angels in everlasting chains. They are under darkness. And what are they waiting for? Unto the judgment of the great day. Somebody might think today, well, now Satan's getting away with his sin. Oh, no. Because Satan himself is reserved unto the judgment of the great day. By the way, Satan has a place of eternal damnation in the lake of fire. The Bible said so. Now, what we said so far is to those people of us that are saved by the grace of God. But notice that there's people that are lost that are also facing the judgment of God. And sometimes there is a fear that we have of, we're just losing the fear of the judgment of God. In verse 7, the Bible said, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, that's what happened in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as these people committed fornication, adultery, homosexuality was the law of the land, and they were facing the judgment of God. Even so today, lost people will face the judgment of God because of their rebellion against the commands of God. The Bible goes on and talks about Michael the archangel. When he contending with the devil about the body of Moses, he didn't bring a railing accusation against Satan. Rather, he just said, the Lord will rebuke you. And how true it is that is our message today. It is not that we would condemn anybody for anything, but rather we're telling you that the judgment of God is coming. I know that God is a God of love, and I love to think about the fact that God is a God of love. But listen, folks, God is a God of judgment. God is a God of condemnation. God is a God who will judge those that turn against his laws and against his rules. God will do that. That's his business. My business is simply to preach and declare what God said. But it goes on. What are we supposed to do in this day? And I know we're living in a wicked, wicked age. There's something that we ought to do. Look what it says in verse 20 of the book of Jude. We ought to, first of all, take care of ourselves. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is what we're supposed to do. If you're saved this morning, you need to be taking care of yourself. I know that the world is a wicked place in which to live, but you need to take care of yourself. How can you do that? The Bible said in Jude 20, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. In other words, you learn what the Bible said. You adhere to what the Bible said. You listen to what God says. You pay attention and you do what God said. And then the Bible said, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And then he says in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's what we need to do, is to stay with the love of God and not let the sins and the wickedness of this world come into our minds, into our hearts, into our lives. We need to keep ourselves in the love of God. And then look what it says in verse 21, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's what the Bible said we ought to do. We ought to look for the mercy of God. Somebody said, well, is the judgment of God coming? Oh, that's true. But we're looking for the mercy of God. Look what it's saying here, that if you're looking for the judgment of God, there is no repentance. But if you're looking for the mercy of God, that indicates repentance. Because the person that's looking for mercy is looking for that thing that they do not deserve. So repent. Know that it's by the very grace of God that we're redeemed. Know that it's by the very grace of God that He loves us, that He saved us, and that He keeps us by His own power. And we're looking for the mercy of God upon unworthy sinners. Even though we're saved by the grace of God, we still need His mercy. We still need His grace. We still need His help every day. And without Him, there is no good at all. But notice what else we're supposed to do. In verse 22, "And of some have compassion, making a difference." You and I, as we look around at sinful people, we're not supposed to be judging them. That's God's business. We're supposed to be declaring unto them the truth of the Word of God. And He says, "Of some have compassion." Who are we supposed to have compassion on? All of those that do not believe. It doesn't make any difference who they are. It doesn't make any difference what they've done. It doesn't make any difference what they say. But we are supposed to have compassion toward them because we understand and know that they are facing the judgment of God without the blood of Jesus Christ. Said, make a difference. By being compassionate toward them, desiring that they would understand the Word of God. Verse 23, "And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh." So, we go into those people that it seems that they're eternally doomed. And listen, the fact is that sinners without Jesus Christ are going to hell. But sometimes we've lost that thought. I know myself, as I talk to people from time to time, most of the people that I run into tell me they're already saved. And I trust they are. I do not know whether they're really saved or not. But it is my desire that if they're lost, that they might run to the Lord Jesus Christ and seek His face. That they might see in us the compassion and the love of Jesus Himself. Because that's all that they have. Listen, this world is coming to an end. The judgment of God is at hand, and people need the Lord. And we need to continually hate even the garment that is spotted by the flesh. We need to love those things that are of God and of Him. Notice in verse 24, it is God, folks, that we need. Verse 24, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Who do we need the most? Think about it. We need Jesus Christ. Now listen, I know that you know that's the right answer. But don't just give me the right answer. Answer according to what you know in your own heart and mind, being led of the Holy Spirit of God, that it is God that's able to keep us from falling. And for those people that are lost, condemned in this world, what they need is Jesus Christ. They need to see Him crucified, dying, shedding His blood, that sinners just like them, just like us, could be saved.
Well, I tell you what, we have a powerful God, and we should have a desire to serve Him no matter how He leads. Today's message has been a warning to us that we not lose our fear of judgment. There are people out there that have the attitude that they're saved eternally, and now they can go out and do whatever they want. The Bible does teach that once a person's saved, they're saved forever. However, that does not teach that we are then free to do whatever we want, and we can sin as much as we want, and doesn't really matter because, hey, we're saved forever. God has laid out in His Word what He wants from us, and that includes living our lives in a way that would point to Him, and to share the gospel with others. But if we're living in sin and rebellion to God, we can't spread the gospel. We can't be an example for Him in an effective way. Someone that says that they're saved and can live as sinful as they want to, they should take a look at the book of 1 John. Now, the book of 1 John is a great book for people who are dealing with doubts about their salvation and whether they're saved or not. Let me show you something else with you. This book states in chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, "But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith, He abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked." That verse talks about the fact that if you're saying God is in you, then you ought to walk the way that Jesus walked. You ought to walk the way that He did. So I think that that statement, obviously, about, I'm saved forever and I can do whatever I want, you need to take a look at the book of 1 John. And you need to remember this message about losing the fear of judgment. Now, we are out of time today, but we want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message entitled, Evidence That Jesus Is the True Son of God.